apostles. They were gathered together scared, worried, afraid, because their Lord had gone up to heaven, and they thought maybe he left them alone. But he sent his Spirit upon the apostles to give them courage and to give them strength so that they may be able to tell the whole world about the good news of our Lord. Well, in our society and in our culture, we use spirit in a lot of different ways. One way that we might use spirit is to talk about spirit clubs. The spirit club is the University of Kentucky Wildcat cheerleaders who might have provided enough spirit for the men's basketball team to win the national title. Now, to find this picture of these cheerleaders, I had to go through about 100 Google pictures to find one that was appropriate to put up on the screen in the church. But that's a topic for another day. But spirit is something that comes inside of us. Spirit gives us courage. It gives us inspiration. And so when we talk about spirit clubs, we might talk about cheerleaders who give spirit to their team. Not only that, we all know that famous cheer, "I got spirit, yes I do, I got spirit, how about you?" Well, today we celebrate the fact that we do have spirit, that spirit is alive in us, and not just some sort of generic spirit, a very specific kind of spirit. And that's the Holy Spirit that comes and dwells in our hearts. Another way that we like to use the word spirit is sometimes, I don't know, maybe you guys have kids like this. I don't know. I haven't met any here. But sometimes we call them hyper. Some of their parents might call them very spirited. This child here has a lot of spirit, a lot of energy. The Holy Spirit, my friends, gives us energy, gives us encouragement, gives us a lot of ability to go out and proclaim the good news to the whole world. Another kind of spirit that we might hear or see is these kind of spirits, the spirits of adult beverages. But what's interesting about these kind of spirits is that the people that were gathered there at the event of the Pentecost in Acts that we just heard from, the people are gathered around and they hear these guys talking in languages that aren't their own. They see them kind of acting weird. And so their comment is, it must have been because they had these kind of spirits. But that's not the kind of spirit that was inside of them. The kind of spirit that was inside of them was the Holy Spirit that gave them life, that gave them love. The word spirit comes from the Latin root spiritus. And there are some other words in our English language that has this word in its root. So sometimes we might see this. And I'm going to ask our First Communion students, what's happening here? It's Coach Scott Brooks. He coaches Oklahoma City Thunder. He's talking to his team. There's a word, spiritus, means that there's a word here in English I'm looking for that would incorporate that. What's going on? What's the coach trying to do? Pep talk, but there's a specific word I'm looking for that has the word spirit. Does anybody know? Anybody want to help them out? In what? Inspire, inspiration. It's inspiration. So coach here is trying to get the guys to inspire them. That's what it means for the spirit to be in us, that it inspires us. The Holy Spirit that's in our midst today, the Holy Spirit that's in the church, the Holy Spirit that's in our lives and in our world gives us courage. It gives us strength. There's another word in our English language that's very, very important. What's happening here, our First Communion students? What's going on? Can you see what's happening there? Oxygen's coming into the lungs, and then so that's right, breathing. But the word spiritus is the Latin root, is a specific word I'm looking for here. How about respiration? Respiration, because what happens in respiration is we breathe in the life-giving element of oxygen, and then we breathe out the poisonous gas of carbon dioxide. And this is going on all the times in our lives. Every single moment of every single day we're breathing, we're going through this process of respiration where we're breathing in this life oxygen, and we're breathing out the poisonous gas of carbon dioxide. And so in our lives, what this tells us is that the Holy Spirit is here, present with us, in our midst, giving us the life-giving breath that we need so that we can continue courageously in our world. It also gives us the opportunity, and the Holy Spirit helps us to discern and decipher those bad, evil, deadly, poisonous things that are in our lives. It's called sin. It's called choice. And so the Holy Spirit is alive in our hearts. It's alive in our world, helping us to make the right decision, giving us the courage, giving us what we need so that we can breathe in the good things that come from God and breathe out the bad things that are not from Him. That's what the Holy Spirit is. That's what the Feast of Pentecost is. Come to the next slide, please. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in the hearts of the apostles on this holy day. And my friends, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit dwells in our hearts every single moment of our lives. Jesus ascended into heaven. Last week we celebrated that feast that he said, look, I taught you everything I know, and I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to be with you, continue to guide you. And that's why we gather together every week at Mass. We come together because we need to be filled with that Spirit. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God's love that breathes into us, that encourages us, that gives us energy, that gives us courage, that gives us life. My friends, we come together today because the apostles courageously received the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the Feast of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit dwelled on each one of them, giving them courage to live their lives differently after the Pentecost came than they lived before. When we come to Mass every Sunday, we allow the Spirit to work in our lives, to allow us to expel those bad things that we do, to allow us to turn away from sin and be faithful to the Lord. We come before him to receive the Eucharist, which is a gift from our God. And the Holy Spirit comes and changes that bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord so that we can have the courage, the strength, the love in our hearts to proclaim his love to the entire world. As we come before the Lord today to receive the Eucharist, and for you two young ladies who are receiving the Eucharist for the first time, we come before the Lord to receive his Spirit so that we may be changed, so that we may be transformed, so that we may receive the Spirit of the Lord in our hearts and take his Spirit and his love to the entire world. May the Lord continue to bless us in our journey, and may the Spirit of the Lord's love continue to dwell in our hearts now and forever.